Lest the prince showed that he was returned to himself, we would be unfair to her, and unfair as well to the realm, to champion a crippled prince over a princess of great ability. You thought that yourself, Lord Halveric, did you not, when you first suspected who he might be?
Yes. Liam looked down at his clasped hands. I had no proof, and she was just coming to coronation that next year. But how did you know what I thought? I never told...
You told the Knight Commander of Falk. He is part elven, one of my great-great-grandsons.
Oh. Liam looked stunned.
And of course he told me what he knew, which wasn't much. I wish you would tell me now why you thought Ciri Phelan was the prince.
He told me, finally, when he was my senior squire in Arrhenius. I don't want to go into all that happened, but he told me what little he remembered. Seeing him like that, looking older as men in pain often do, he had a look of the king, and his few memories made sense of it.
What did he remember? Holleron said there was nothing in his memories but pain and despair.
Well, Liam ran his hands over his bald head. I'm not sure now I recall all he said. Little things, as a very small child might see them. A bowl he ate from, tall windows, a garden with roses and a puppy, a man who picked him up. I think that may have been the king, lady. He remembered the green and gold colours and a fair beard. He remembered riding with his mother, he said, and travelling in the woods. That's what caught me, you see, and being attacked.
That's more than I thought he had,
said the lady quietly. She smoothed her robe with one graceful hand.
Holleron caught none of that.
The older lords at court remember the puppy, said Pox. Yes, it knocked him down or some such. He remembered that, and being lectured for hitting it. Liam cocked his head at the lady. Forgive me, but one thing still confuses me. If he is the prince, and half-elven, why doesn't he look like it? All the half-elves I've seen show their blood. It's one thing that made me think he couldn't be the prince after all.
A good question. Even then, there were humans who feared such strong elven influence, and so my daughter thought it would be easier for her children if they looked more human. This is a choice we have when we bear children to humans. How much the sinewy blood shows. As well, part of what you see in us is the practice of our abilities, as a swordsman's exercise with a sword shapes his arm and shoulder. Had the prince grown up with that training, he would show some of it. But he would still look more human than elven, as his mother chose.
Liam nodded, looking thoughtful. The lady frowned again and leaned toward Liam.
Lord Halveric, is it true that you did not know anything of the sword you found?
The sword? You mean, where it was from? No, nothing. That's what I wrote.
Yes, but...
She rolled her robe in her fingers.
It's so hard with humans. You surprise us sometimes with your gallantry and wit, and yet it seems you know nothing. That sword was famous at court. Everyone knew it.
But I wasn't at court then. Liam's eyes snapped. I was a boy, a page at my uncle's. I never saw it.
She shook her head. I thought you were being courteous, offering to let us decide whether to try the sword or not.
You were what?
I truly did not know that you knew nothing. Amrothlin suggested you might not know, but it seemed impossible you could not. And when you said you were giving it as a wedding present to his wife,